Blog Talk Radio.
If you know. Come on, just keep on worshiping God. When I look back over my life, see where I could be. Never could have made it this far without God's grace and His mercy. Protection every step of the way, and I
know you've
brought
me through.
Nobody but Jesus did it for me.
Lord, you brought
me. Can I get a witness here? Let me say it again. When I look back over my life, see where I could be. Never would have made it this far. Now God's grace and His mercy, time after time, He keep making the How many of y'all could just lift your hand and say, Lord, you've been my protection every step of the way.
Lord,
you brought me. This ain't for everybody. Because some of y'all apparently don't know that God brought you through. But oh, Lord. So many things on my mind. I just want to say this. Every time I turn my TV on, bad news I see. It makes me sit down sometimes and say, Joe, you know what? That could have been me. When I see my family doing fine, that's only confirmation from God that He's still good all the time. Somebody know He's been good to you. Lord, you brought those that know that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Lift your hand and just help us say, Lord. Sometimes I just ride in my car. Pastor Strong, and I just talk to God, and I just tell Him when I couldn't see my way.
Lord, you brought me.
You made a way out of no way.
Brought me to the storm.
When Satan was trying to kill me.
Lord, you brought me.
Jesus is right there. Being protection for me. Reverend Jesus, I hear you sometimes say, God got His arms wrapped around
me.
I know it for real now, because there was a time when I just wanted to throw in the towel, wanted to quit singing. I wanted to give up on God. But how many of y'all know that sometime when we are not in our right mind, it ain't nobody but Satan trying to tell you that you are nothing. But how many of y'all here know that God will step in? I'm talking about somebody for real. Somebody here tonight that knows that God will step in the sick room. How many of y'all been sick in here? Those of y'all that been sick, just get on your feet. Those that been sick in here today. How many of y'all, even in the midst of your sickness, can say God was there with me every step of the way? We got single mothers out here. It's hard on them trying to just raise their children. We got young men that think every woman that's switching belongs to them. But I stop by to tell you, God will. Anybody here? God will. And if you know that God will, just lift your hand with me. I just want to call God in here. Will it be all right if we call him? Better not just call God right now and just say, Lord. With nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all that can hear us. Those that can hear us right now.
Lord, you brought me.
I'm not talking about just y'all that hear, but when the CD come out. For those that play it in the radio.
Lord,
Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. And as you know that God has brought you out of something, and as you know it, you ought to just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't been good always. I ain't been good always. I've had to cry sometimes. I've been burning down so many times. But through it all, God brought me through. He brought me through the storm, brought me through the rain. And I thank him. You know what he is. When I couldn't see my way,
God, you
still brought me. When I thought I was lonely,
you brought me.
And they said I wasn't no good,
you brought me.
And I'm kind of the one that don't worry about things that go on in my life. I lost brothers. God brought closure in my life. Lost my sister. Brought closure. But when I lost my mom, looked like I wasn't gonna holler, baby. I found out that there's a storm in my life.
Yes.
But when I got down on my knees and I told God, yeah, I need you to move my stone. So I got by myself, and I began to pray to the Lord. And you know how it is when the wind blows. You can feel it, but you can't see the wind. While I was praying, it looked like I could feel something all around me. Y'all know the story. Y'all know how that is. I found out that God had sent an angel to answer my prayer. And I thought about Jacob. You know what I told him? I said, I ain't gonna let you go till you bless my soul.
pretty good, man. I woke up last night, you know, around about 1. I went to bed again by 2. So I turned on some, you know, some words, you know. You know, I went over to Farrakhan. He was talking about marriage, Reverend. Good morning to you again, Reverend. I just listened a little drop because, you know, he got a little wisdom there. You know, I'm strong enough to listen to a few people, you know what I'm talking about? That didn't work. So I had an old preacher, he brought in something about the wine, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The wine just ran out, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to him, you know, and he brought it on. I went to old Terry Anderson, you know. He was talking about the wine. It was something about that wine, Reverend. I was just listening to him. So I kind of sit up with him all morning, Reverend, listen to the word of God that you ministered to. And that song came to my heart, Reverend. That song came to my heart. Well, he brought us through a long way, Reverend. There are some things in our life. We can hang on the time you got wrecked, Reverend, when you had that wreck, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
We can hang on that time.
Yes, sir.
That God brought you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. you know what I'm saying, though. you got a testimony that people can't say they have, Reverend. I have a testimony that a lot of people probably had it. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you something, Reverend. Mm-hmm. He brought you. You know what I'm saying? And that got me this morning, man, because, you know, going down the highways and byways, you know, there's going to be some trials, Reverend, that you wonder, is God there? You know what I'm talking about? Is he really there? You know what I'm talking about? So there's some things came across my mind, you know, if you don't mind, by get it off my chest, you don't mind, you know, it's been a long time since I got something off my chest. You know what I'm talking about? Gracefully, I'm in a mold about studying, right? Studying God's word.
Mm-hmm.
But something came to me, Reverend. By studying God's word, a lot of people couldn't study right day and night, right? And watch this, Reverend. But they don't live what they study.
Right.
We live in a time, Reverend. People don't mind you telling me I love you. We live in a time, Reverend, when it got to a point that we tell people the Greek word, the Hebrew word. The King James Version, the NIV Version, we break it down to the simplest form so people can understand, but they don't live by it, Rep. I'm talking from the pulpit on down. God is getting so close. We know he's getting close, Rep, because the Bible tells us, we believe it, Rep, that the Bible said in the last day it will be a great falling away. They don't want to listen to sound doctrine. They just want the itch ears to. People really think preaching is hollering in the mic, man. That's pray, Rev. Give me a prayer, Rev. I'll look at a little talk to me. Give me a little prayer, Rev, so we can get this thing to get some elegance in it. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, Lord, we come thanking you for this day, this moment, this hour that you've given unto us. We ask, Father, that you would forgive us for all our things, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us in your word this day, Father God. Bless us, remove any hindering spirit, Lord God, but let us come together, and we ask that you be in the midst with usher in your Holy Spirit and let it rest rule in the heart with us, teach us, even convict us, and even, Father God, draw us closer nigh unto thee in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance what you're going to do, for we feel your spirit starts to move in even right now. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we ask, go for us. Let your word be, give us clarity. Give us clarity in your word, clarity in your word, in the name of Jesus, that we may receive and understand. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it. Amen.
Reverend, every time I turn around, every time you turn around, every time God's plan and people are lifting up God, turn around, God keep blessing them.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, there are some things, Reverend, that I must elaborate on, right? And I'm telling you, man. Well, I know you know what I'm saying. That the study is good. The midnight, early in the morning, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But is it changing your life?
You're right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Man.
There's a very, very popular scripture, man, that we always put our hands on, Reverend. And just in case you ain't read it in 2 years, it's John.
Yes, sir.
15. Can I get a minute?
Man, yes, sir.
I want to say this with love, Reverend, because I want to fix this, how God gave it to my heart, that we observe the word, we study the word, we try the word, and show that the word is real. They sing a little cliche song, I know the Bible is right, and somebody's wrong. I know the Bible is right, and somebody's wrong. You can't get to heaven with a sweetie and a wife. I know the Bible is right.
That's right.
I heard him singing that song one time, right? Reverend, I want to tell you something. It's more than just reading in this word. It has to be lit.
Right.
It has to be that when you read the word of God, there'll be a change about you. It ought to be something that when you read the word of God, you try to do better. You try to line your
That's
word
right.
yourself up to it. So John, help us a little bit, my brother. Oh, I know I'm right about it. John, help
us
a little bit. 15. You there yet? I want us to understand that I'm not gonna be long winded. I said I wouldn't, huh? I want to say this here, Rev, because we always talk about study. That's right. That's what it's saying. It doesn't say study and show yourself small and beat somebody in the head with the Bible. It ain't saying that. It said if I really got that word, Rev, I'm gonna have that word carefully, Rev. I'm going to have
right.
to be so confident that I know that I don't have a heaven and hell for you. But I'm trying to tell you the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift of God is Jesus. Love it.
Yes, sir.
Can't take glory, glory to our King. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You got to know who the King is.
That's right.
You got to have some time, Reverend. So the word says, what he said, I am the what? True vine. And
yeah,
my father is the husband. I'm going to go somewhere. Every branch in me that bear, watch what he said. He said, that's what he did. I'm in the book. The bear is not what?
That's right.
Fruit. He take it away. That's what he said, right? He take it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it that it may bring forth fruit. Now, I'm just going to stop, Reverend. I must
that's
stop.
That's right.
Reverend, we live in a time that if we say we are children of God, if we stay connected to the vine, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If we stay connected to Jesus, see, Jesus want to prepare us to see God. He takes my hand, help me, Holy Spirit. He takes your hand. He takes anybody that listens to me or try to buy his word, and he puts it in the master's hand. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the preacher, you give the preacher your hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But you give God your heart. See, while you
That's
give
right.
the preacher your hand, let him lead you to the Lord. So now I want no man lead me nowhere. Now it's like this, Reverend. I don't want no woman lead me nowhere. Stay with me, Reverend. But I want to tell you, God put shepherds there because there are some sheep out there wandering off somewhere. So you can be taught about this vine. And this vine dresser, help me, Holy Spirit, because God wants to, it does some purging there, that when God does it, what does it, Reverend? We know when God does it because that man can heal from it, help me, Holy Spirit. He can heal from it because when God does it, he don't tear the branch out, it won't grow, help me, Holy Spirit. So what he's saying is, you got to be fruitful. As you've
That's
been
right.
taught, as you've been shown God's word, you should be willing and able to tell somebody he lives. Somebody said, well,
yes,
he lives,
right.
Reverend. He lived within me.
That's
I know
right.
He lived with me because I know what he done for me. So I can't speak for Reverend Henry, but I can believe it's there because the Bible said, try the Spirit by the Spirit, where it be unto God, as 1 John 4:1. He said, because there are many false prophets have went before us preaching Antichrist. They preaching that they Jesus, David Koresh. They preaching that they Jesus, Jim Jones. They preaching that Jesus is just a prophet. You know, I'm telling you, he is what? Our risen Savior. Watch this, Reverend.
That's
so he
right.
told us, he said, be fruitful. Reverend,
mm-hmm.
I know you've been fruitful. You're taking your due diligence time after time and teaching and preaching God's word. Oh, one day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, one day, Reverend. Oh, it's going to be a time. You know, we're going to get to heaven, Reverend. You know, as I was searching I was going down my little road. I got a little time, Reverend. I got a little time sometimes in my little still town, and I stumbled across my brother, Brother Dexter.
Yeah.
And I opened up his Facebook page, and see when the last time he posts. And I was just looking at him. You know what I'm talking about? I remember talking to this man. I remember seeing this man face to face, man. I remember how he had the compassion that he wanted to see us and others, you know, they heal on this line. And he made a conscious effort to unite. You know, you never know, Reverend, when it might be your last time, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. You never know. So his midnight, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And his daytime came in the time when God said it was joy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
In the morning, Reverend. In the morning, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, before you got on, Reverend, he used to testify, Reverend, and he said, my father said, I got to watch who I listen to. He said, my father got to watch, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I got to watch who I listen to. He said, but everybody don't teach the same. Everybody teach this way and that way, you know. He said, be careful, son, who you listen to. You know, be careful who you allow to minister your spiritual man. Be careful how you let your love out to someone and say, man, teach me this way. You know, that's why we have to be mindful when we're teaching God's word, when we're preaching God's word, Reverend, because we're going to be held accountable what we say, Reverend. We can lead people the wrong way if we don't watch it. Watch this, Reverend. So I was reading and looking at my brother, and I look at some few things, and I start thinking about he let us what? You and I. He called us, man, and let us talk to his dad. Oh, help me. I think that's an honor, man.
Yeah.
You know, I took it as an honor because he allowed us to talk to him. And he told, here are some guys, some reverends who I listen to, Daddy. Did he present us like that, Rev? You remember that?
Yes, sir.
I'm dealing with the fruit, Reverend. I'm dealing with this fruit.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Uh-huh.
I know we weren't the only one that ministered to our brother. But I'm just speaking to our channel with Brother Dexter. And he said, man, and he said, these are the guys I've been telling you about. You said the urgency, the love that he had for us. You know what I'm talking about? And he told his dad that. And the dad, you know, we conversed, right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We went back and forth. And his dad up in age, you know, we respect everything he said, you know. And we pray
about
certain things. But I tell you one thing. I tell you from the bottom of my heart, God was sending him right that time that he, what? Hey, what happened, Reverend? He got him ready to see God. The seed was there, Reverend. The seed, his father had the seed there. His mother put the seed there. He just got around some few fellows to who love word, love what? Preaching and teaching God's
word. Of God. Yes, sir.
And don't mind taking
time
out and telling somebody that we're trying to be fruitful. See, he already been fruitful. I'm still there, Reverend. I think I'm still in the scripture, Reverend. He tried to prune. See, the brother was pruned before we got there, Reverend. All we were doing was adding water to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. We didn't add water to it. And as the water got there, we didn't try to do the increase because we know, you and I know, that God does that. Now, watch why I say that. Because we have a humble spirit. Know when God come in, we listen more because he gave us two ears and one mouth. He give us a time to when to minister. He give us a time to when to show love. See, we took our meditation and made it come out to reality. What I mean by that, when we studied the word, we didn't keep it in, and we ain't bring it out to be lifted. We bring it out. There is a man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He came down 42 generations. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He came down. He went down. He got Rahab. Oh, you know who Rahab was, man. She was old hooker, right? Hey, he got David. You know David. He was a killer, man. And he took a man's wife and killed him. You know what, right? He reached back and got on Abraham, Reverend. Reverend, you know what he did, Reverend? Before you was even born. Before you was in your womb or your mother's womb, he got you too, brother.
Yes, sir.
He knew one day.
Yes,
he
sir.
Knew May. They call it Cinco de Mayo day. He knew one day that you're going to be on this time in this hour. I don't know the time. I don't know the day. But I ask you, if you've been in the ministry, you've been around, you don't have to be a preacher to do what I'm talking about. All you have to be is a willing servant for the Lord. You are an ambassador.
Right.
Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are held accountable. You might not want to hear it. Magic Johnson is not my hero.
Magic
Johnson is not my inspirational.
That's right.
How can I be playing by this heaven? Walter Payton was not my inspiration. He did some great things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He did a lot of good things. He probably helped a lot of people. I don't know. But I know who holds the key for me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He did something, Reverend, and I don't want to get that far down the line, but he did something for you and I, Reverend. He took on all our sin, Reverend, so we could be able to be fruitful at a time like this, Reverend. What I mean about that, Reverend, the songwriter said, he brought me through, Reverend. Did you believe that, Reverend? Did he bring you through, Reverend? He brought us through.
Sir.
And bringing us through, Reverend, we can look at hardship different now. Bringing through now, I can look at somebody. You've been around me, Reverend. I have some classmates. One of them, he's about a couple of years younger than me, and he remember you, I used to play that old ball, you know what I'm talking about? They gave me more nicknames. Remember, it was a nickname, right? So he said, I ain't going to never stop calling you that. Now, he's a pastor now, but that's how people are.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Once you've been changed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Once you've been changed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, how will we be to tell you this here. Once you
fall off of that.
So I don't bring up too much of yesteryear because you have to watch when you bring up your past, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. You have to watch when you bring up all that past stuff. See, because you don't mess around, you'll start elevating that sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I allow you to testify, Reverend. To help somebody with that test. But if you bring it up to elevate you, what I used to do, how I was doing this, it's not building. Help me, Holy Spirit. You ought to be stomach when you bring up some of the stuff you did in the past. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you've been what, Rabbit? And when you've been delivered, Rabbit? When you've been delivered,
that's right.
Rabbit? I'm not saying that things make no mistake. I'm not saying that some of the stuff you fell out and came. I'm not saying that. But I know it. Is my name is Eric. I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart that, see, what the devil meant for evil, God turned around for the good. We can be more effective if we allow God to, minister to you. So, Reverend, let me tell you something. Being fruitful.
That's right.
Being fruitful is what we're doing Monday through Friday. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
being
sir.
Fruitful
is
what
yes,
we
sir.
Do Monday through Sunday. Hey, Reverend, being fruitful is easy to be talking to someone that love God, but can you talk to someone having a struggling life of salvation? Don't know nothing about the ways of seeing and death. Hey, they turn it. Somebody said they know, but I'm gonna tell you something, brothers and sisters. We can be so deep in sin, someone from prior can tell you something and show it to you, and you still, Reverend, be so far away from it because you don't change your life. The Bible said they have a what? He said they have a form of godliness. And deny the
power. The
power thereof.
Yeah.
Is that Reverend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Denying the power thereof. So what I'm saying, Reverend, you know it, and some of you know how to do church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of you can dance, and you can sing, and you can preach, and you can play the organ, you can read, you can teach. But the effect of the Holy Ghost doesn't convict you, because when I see it now, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it helps, man. It helps us, Reverend. In times like this,
Yes, sir.
Remember, I must do this in
yes, sir.
Right? He said, now, oh, that's what he said, you are clean through the word,
yeah.
Here we go, Reverend, which I have spoken. He said, abide in
mm-hmm.
me, and I in you, as the branch. Can I read this little slower, Reverend? Cannot what?
Yes, sir.
Bear the fruit.
Bear.
Of what, Reverend?
Fruit, yeah.
Of the fruit.
Yes,
that's what
sir.
He said, of the fruit
yeah.
of itself,
mm-hmm.
except it binds, and who, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
In the vine.
Yeah.
No more can ye, that's what he said, my book said it, except to abide in me. I am in
that's
the vine,
right.
You are the bread. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he that
mm-hmm.
abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Much
so
fruit.
Without me,
yeah.
That's what he said. Hold on, man. I've been that's reading
it.
So long, man. It just stuff is it. Is it written in red in your book, too? Okay, I just
yes,
want to make
sir.
Sense.
It's all
make sense. Okay. Oh, he said, with me, you can, what, you can do, what's it,
nothing.
Reverend? Without me, you can do what, Reverend?
Yeah.
What's it, Reverend? What's
nothing.
It? Can you do something, Reverend? He said, nothing.
Yes, sir.
If, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and as withering, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and men gather them and cast them into a what, Reverend? A fire.
It's on fire. In the fire.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Burn. So, boy, I'm going to get somewhere, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you abide me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, watch this, Reverend, and it shall be done unto you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, I want to say that, Reverend. I know I read a lot, Reverend, but I want to go back, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something, Reverend. He wants us to live holy. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. That's right.
Reverend, man, just help me with it, Reverend. Reverend, he wants us to live holy because the Bible says,
that's
I
right.
am holy. He said, because
yeah.
I am holy, I want you to live holy. Reverend, Reverend Brian, what you saying? Eric, whatever y'all want to call
mm-hmm.
what you saying? I want to tell you this morning that you can live holy. Oh, I know I'm right about it. I'm
that's
not saying
right.
you're not going to make no mistake. I'm not saying you're not going to bust your head. I'm talking about when God is in the presence, raise your hand up and say, Father, here I am. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know everything about me. You know my up
yeah.
and my down. Lord, I know you can fix me. Watch this there.
Right.
Now watch this there. Now watch God, what God wants you to do, Reverend. He wants you to be able to be when you get pruned. Don't run from the church. When you get corrected,
right.
don't run from the ministry. When someone
right.
tells you you're wrong, don't get mad. Then you go over there, Reverend, rush with me right quick, Reverend. Have you been to Matthew 7? Can you help me with that for a minute? I think
yes.
it says something over there. Can you help me with that a little bit? Matthew 7,
amen.
Finger right
yes,
there. Because people take that scripture and that context of that lesson and take it all wrong, Reverend. But I want to tell you something, Reverend. When the word tells it, it's here to reprove us. It is to correct us. It is to make
mm-hmm.
us see things in a spiritual way, not a physical way. See, when you're being corrected, your feelings get in the way. Your little heart gets
mm-hmm.
hurt a little bit. But when God is speaking, you look at it a little different because every time God spoke to them, somebody went to the knees. Help me, Holy Spirit. What does it
yeah.
say, Reverend? What does it say in Matthew 7 right quick? Help me with it. Help me with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The first verse?
Go with it, Doc.
Well, praise the Lord. Matthew 7. I want judge not that ye be not judged.
Okay.
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
Yes, sir.
And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on going, Rick. Keep on going.
And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider
mm-hmm.
not the beam that is in thine own eye.
Okay.
How wilt thou say to thy brother, let me
uh-huh.
pull out the mote out of thine
uh-oh.
Eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye.
Come on,
thou
man.
Hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Now watch this. Give me the word hypocrite. Go get that for me, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. Go find that word, the hypocrite. Hey, Reverend, the word is telling us. It's telling us when we judge. It's telling us when we judging people in a hypocritical mode. Okay. When we telling somebody to tell them to quit whore mugging, and we got seven women. He's telling us that I got this one woman, and I'm for the sake of the understanding, I got this one garden tool, if I can say it like that, Reverend. I got this one garden tool, and you got seven garden tools. And you trying to tell me I need to quit that, the one I got, and put it away. But the Bible says, make sure you get them big old seven garden tools out from yours, sir, so you go help Reverend Henry with his garden tool. Can I say it like that, Reverend?
That's right.
He said, because I don't know how you can see, Reverend Henry. You got more than he got, you hypocrite.
Yeah.
He said, consider that before you try to help somebody. So that's why I say a long time ago to me, and I know my brother knows it, I don't want to try to, I know we don't try to, we ain't perfect, but you got to watch your witness. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because a person can turn it back. He said, you hypocrite. I hope you got it yet, Reverend. I hope you found it yet. But the word is telling us you can't be acting like a phony, like you haven't done nothing. You can't act like you ain't did nothing. You tell me not to lie, but everything come out your mouth, lie, your man's on fire. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, he told them, you can't look at me until you fix your own self. I think one of them
was
around your own front door, back door. Well, you sleep in my mind. Make sure you get two brooms there, because you might got a lot of sleeping there, Reverend. He said, be sure. Oh, before you come around mine. But I want to say something, Reverend. Now, we can help one another, because I know we do.
That's right.
We messed up. I know, brother. This is how we do it, Reverend. I hope you dealt with that hypocrite. I know you see me mess up. But I don't want you to go this route. I don't want you to mess up like I did. It's a spiritual thing now. You know, I know if you come this way, brother, you're going to get the same reward I got. You know what I'm talking about? And the reward I got, everybody, you know, you have to be careful about, I want to be like Reverend Henry. You don't know what Reverend Henry what he had today. You have to be careful about that. I want to be like Mike, you know what I'm talking about? Because you don't know what they would do. Reverend, give me that word about the hypocrite. Define that for me right quick.
Yes, sir. It says, a person who pretends to have virtues, morals, or religious beliefs, principles, etc., that they do not possess. And then I have another one here. It says, someone who says they have particular moral beliefs but behaves in the way that shows these are not sincere.
Come on, man.
Praise the Lord.
So God watches us, Reverend. He watches us. That we should not be. That's why when we use the Matthew 7, because that next scripture, I know you're gonna get to it too, where you're talking about the dog. But I want you, before you get there, I want you to explain that hypocrite. You know, God said, don't be like a hypocrite. Don't be like a you know, sit up there and try to tell somebody to do something. You're doing it too. He said, fix yourself. A lot of us got to understand. Neither a cause. Help me, Jose. Neither a cause, Reverend, for a few are chosen. This thing ain't for
That's
everybody.
Right.
You see glory. You see some people get millions of dollars and they get like jets and flights. That don't mean that's the glory they'll trust. Trust me, they don't. I'm not wishing nothing on nobody. I'm not praying on nobody. But some of us getting out of heaven now.
Help
me, Holy Spirit. Some of us reaping all our rewards right now. I don't know about you. Suffering comes when you're on this battlefield. Jesus suffered for you and I, Reverend. He suffered so
That's
much.
That's right.
If you read that last verse, I'm going to get out of here, Reverend. The last verse, I think it's 8, Reverend. If you read it, I think it says something about what?
For everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened.
Watch this, Reverend. Watch this. Matthew 7. and 8. I think that's where I'm at. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Matthew 7 and 8. For everyone that asks, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Okay. I want when he said, don't cast fear before the dog, the swine.
No, okay.
You with me? Is I'm still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Matthew 7 and 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under thy feet and turn again and rend you.
Yeah. Reverend, the reason why. You know, when you're helping somebody, you're judging somebody, if they say, you're helping somebody, if they're not receiving it, right? If they're not receiving it, and they take it and they make a mockery of it, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about? And they mock it and they stuff it on their feet. God said, take that. Take that from them. Reverend, he said, receive that. If you keep reading on, it'll tell you, receive it back to yourself, man. Because don't Because what they do, they trouble. Mm-hmm. Every time you come over here, Reverend, you're preaching and teaching like you do. See, if they deny you, that's all right, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, if they deny anybody, whoever will speak, that's all right, Reverend. Because they not denying, they deny the word of God. And when you deny the word of God, they deny him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because the word is not abiding in them. If they were abiding in them, the Bible tell me that if his word abides you, you'll look at things different, Reverend. You'll be more fruitful.
That's right.
Oh, help me, hope. You'll be more loving,
yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
Love of what abides
yes,
with you. You have the word of God in you. You won't just be sound like an open book. You'll be a sign that look at how God has brought me. Look what God turned my life from. I just want to tell you about this testimony to let you know that some people seeing a product right now, but this product ain't not always been like it has. It was some things that if you just strong enough, I can tell you. But some of the things you can't testify to these with, Reverend, because they ain't spiritual strong enough. So you better let God give the spirit. That's why you have to watch out you testify, because you have to make sure God is in the midst of that testimony. So when people hear it and God is trying to change them, because it might not be the season, Reverend. Hey,
right.
He's trying to change them. They'll receive it, but they don't. They'll do like that. They do like the what? They'll do like the swine. They're just stomping on their feet. But when they want to receive it, they'll look at you, and they might come back too, Reverend. I've seen that too. They might come back. I understand now, man. It took me a little while. I was a little hot when you told me that, man. But now I understand what you're saying, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry, man. I you didn't do me no wrong, man. You didn't get in my business. I'm glad you told me that, man. I'm glad you came and told me. I was dust and dust. Receive it, man. Quit getting so hot-headed that you can't receive God's love. So, Reverend, I'm going to end it like this, Reverend. I'm going to end it just like this, Reverend. Studying is good. Reading God's word, you can't go wrong. But when you read God's word, listen to what God is saying to you. Not trying to put it on somebody else. This is a revenuary. I'm for your life. And then when God allows you to minister, ministering to someone, it'll be more effective. Because if the word don't apply to you first, how do it gonna apply to whoever you're trying to give it to? So when you're bringing it, you got to come, like I just said, if you are having a problem and you're trying to help somebody, you say, man, I know you probably seen me do some things. I know you probably heard me say some things. But, brother, I'm telling you, God is real. I ask you to pray for me, you know, but allow me to tell you, I err in front of you. I err and say what I said. Let me show you that my wrong is not right. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me show you it's the blood who's going to cover my wrong. Let me tell you, I don't care what people think and how they think about me. Only person I really think that I don't want to be what? To my wife. I don't want my kids. I don't want my grandkids. I don't want my church. You know, I don't want my brother right here. All my friends and everybody I love to look at me but one way. That God's still working it out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, that's not like a crutch. No, if you know my lifestyle, you know that I'm really trying to live close to it. Hey, I know I'm up my head, though, Reverend. I know I can say something, do something, and try to retract it because I got enough sense to repent, Reverend.
That's right. I'm trying to do better in that area,
Reverend. Temptation is there. Trials are there, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
But God has it in his hand. He has it in his hand. And when it's in his hand, I can say it like this here. I know he went to Calvary on a Friday.
Yes, sir.
I stayed there all day Friday. I mean, all day Saturday, and he rose on Sunday. I believe that. They don't let nobody take that out of my heart because I know he's sitting at the right hand of Jehovah, of his Father, waiting for a time that he might come get us all at one time. Oh, the Bible said the dead in Christ will rise, and whoever remaining will meet them in the air. So wherever I'm at, Rep, if I'm resting in my grave, oh, I feel good about this one, man. I'm not saying I'm going to take them. I'm ready to, you know, take me now, Lord. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if it's your will, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Get strength to my wife.
Yeah.
Get strength to my family. Get strength to my church family, Lord. Know that this here, and when they see me, they'll see me again. Because I believe walk around heaven singing that song. Walk around heaven all day long. One of these old mornings, Reverend. It's going to happen, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we ain't going to be like this one day on this phone, Reverend. We're not. We're going to be walking around in heaven. Hey!
Yeah.
Misfits like me going to be in that heaven. Hey! Oh, misfits like me going to be there. Yeah. I ain't worried about
Amen.
That. Because I'm laving
Amen.
To get there. I'm laving to get there.
Thank you.
I'm laving to get to the... I mean, I'm laving. I got enough to know it's going to take faith and not all the work.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's because he's trying my best to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. Now I made it out of reality, Reverend. Now you can say this, Reverend. Unto him who's able. You can say that, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
You can say that, Reverend. Unto him, Reverend. Who's able.
Yes,
you can say that, Reverend. You know why? Because you know it is his hand. It's in his hand, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
It's in
his hand.
And what he does, Reverend, he presented us.
He presented everybody on this ministry.
He presented. Now, what he presented, it might be different for most. Some prevalent in the book of life, and some in the book of what he's going to judge you out of. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I want him to be exceedingly glad when he presents me. Oh, help me. You got to have a testimony about this one here. You want him to be exceedingly glad when he presents you to the Lord, to the all-wise God, to the power of both now and forever, when he does that, and forever, and forever. yeah, you can hang up the headphones, Reverend. Yeah, you study one no more, Reverend. You know how they put you in the ground, Reverend, and after they put you in the ground, they go drink that Kool-Aid, drink some Coca-Cola,
Yeah.
I go by. They don't remember your
yes,
name no
sir.
More. Oh, I'm serious. A lot of people don't bring you up no more, Reverend. We know
people
don't even bring them up no more, Reverend. Don't mean we don't love them. That's how it's going to be. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Keep you always.
Yes,
it's
sir.
My prayer. Oh, help me,
yes,
Holy Spirit.
Sir.
Hope I wasn't long, Reverend. Hope you can hear me, Reverend.
Oh, beautiful. It's beautiful, brother. Beautiful, brother. Beautiful, beautiful. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, sweet spirit. Good morning.
I've been sitting back listening, and I have a couple of questions. I didn't want to stop you because you was preaching the word, but I'm going back to when a person is trying to minister to you and they are doing wrong. And you're listening to them, and you tell them, "Oh, you ain't doing right. Why should I listen to you?" Even though you say they should apologize and the way they come at you and tell you, "I know I didn't do it right," but if they continue to keep doing wrong after wrong after wrong, I mean, I know you're supposed to forgive 7 times 70, but shouldn't they know better? If they try to minister to you, and you done pulled the coattail. Look, now you can't talk to me. And you ain't you doing the same thing now. And at what point do I care? I mean, I know it's a mental thing and it's a spiritual thing to keep listening to it, but when it gets to the point where you start seeing them as a hypocrite, should they get mad if you tell them that?
I'm gonna tell you this, Reverend, I think a lot out there. I think after John, can you get that for the right after? I think it's 16, right? Right after when Jesus told Peter, "Do you love me?" I think it was right after that, Reverend. Mm-hmm. And Peter was concerned. He was concerned about somebody, and Jesus told him, "Don't even worry about it." Mm-hmm. Remember that, Reverend? Can you find? I think it's 16, right? You know, and I'm gonna give you something because it's ministry, right? Because you said ministry, you mentioned the word ministry. So what I'm saying to you, there's some lot of truth what you're saying, but also that know this here, that we should pray for one another. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
As a pastor, he has to minister to that person. You know, so you're not a pastor, mm-hmm. and so, someone not a minister might not see like I would look at it and Reverend look at it. See, as a pastor,
right.
he has to look at every sheep as his own, you know what I'm talking about? And God gave mm-hmm. him that sheep. I mean, even a preacher, you know, because preachers sit on the pastor. If that pastor, if that minister, that teacher, that pastor should go and minister to him and talk to him. And that's why I'm thinking you're talking about a man, right? You're talking about a man or a woman. It don't matter.
I'm talking about anyone that's trying to tell me where I'm going wrong, and they're telling me the right way to do something. And then 5 minutes later, in the same conversation, they done clicked over and let the devil got on them, and I see them do that.
But see, we're living in the world, right? There's a mm-hmm. worldly thing there, right? So that's why if I'm getting it right, if they're in a teaching and ministering role, I think we have to be careful how we do be on these. Lying like that, we got to be careful because we got people we can mess up, and I call that losing your witness, you know. But I say this here though, I also ask you to pray for them, you know what I'm talking about, you know, because I do know that world is so it's after to cause us to lean more to it now because what's happening now it's funny. It's pleasant sometimes, and it can get comfortable. But when you're in the teaching mode, and what you just said to me, how can you tell me something and here you are doing this here? A lot of people need to, if they're on a church setting like, because that's not a church setting. What you talking about? That's talking about. Is that right about? It's not a church setting.
Pretty much. But they want to. They want to teach me and tell me, hey, partner, that ain't right what you're doing. But then 5 minutes down the road, I see you over there. I pass by this driveway, and I see you doing something that you just got on me about. You know?
I say this again. Now, that shouldn't happen. You know what I'm talking about? That should, I mean, that's why the Bible said men are called for a few times. Everybody came. There are some people teaching, right? There are some people preaching, right? And God used them. Watch this now. Use them. I, the Bible says this. He said, "My word would not come back void." The word can go out. And what we so we don't understand God. A lot of us don't understand God. I say it like that for real. A lot of us don't understand God because we wrap our mind to the man. You know what I'm talking about? We got to understand that flesh is going to, I mean, I just told you, even myself, I fall short. I do. I ain't going to lie, I do. I don't practice it, though. I know for a fact.
It's to the point where I can talk to that person as just on anything but spiritual stuff. I can talk to them about Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever the car with 10 wheels or 8 wheels or whatever. But when it comes to him trying to talk to me about the word, I don't want
Brother
to
Nutter.
Hear him.
Now, I told him starting out in the whole mess. One time, D. I told him starting out in the message, right? This is what I told him. What I tell you earlier, Reverend, it wasn't that many people on. But what I said earlier, Reverend, I said, what I woke up listening to, Reverend, what I told you my disco before I started, Reverend. You remember, Reverend?
Yeah, so you woke up you had the Word of God ministering to you. You woke up listening to
Farrakhan.
Yeah,
Farrakhan.
Yeah, Farrakhan.
You see how you look how the Holy Spirit is. You see how the Holy Spirit is?
Mm-hmm.
See, they went on there. Now one of these brothers, they went on. Somebody went on this time, right? And this is what I was saying earlier, how the Holy Spirit does. So they came out of this, right? Now when he was asking something, what I said prior to this. See, I myself, I can listen to people. Because I know what how I feel my walk. It don't discourage
right.
me. Listen to somebody mess. It used to when I was younger. See, you and I just getting in the ministry like you are, it will mess you up. You know what I'm talking about? I don't advocate that you listen to people like that. I'm telling you right now. Because you're going to look at me in another way. You know what I'm talking about? I'm looking at it in a way that I don't have a heaven and hell for. I look at that God has to touch that person. But I pray for him.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? I got some good stuff out of Farrakhan. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I got some good stuff out of brother talking about the wine. You know what I'm talking about? I got some good stuff out of Terry Ransom talking. I mean, all of them got their different way of discord. My pastor told me one thing, not several things, but one of these things he told me, Reverend, he said, you can't go in nobody's house and change it. Oh, him.
Yeah.
You can't go in nobody's house and change it. He said, what you do? If you been called to go there and preach over there, you preach the word and get on out of there. Now, if you don't want to receive it, just say, no, I don't want it. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you that everybody is different. No, it ain't too many people are alike. There ain't but one Reverend Henry. There ain't but one Harry Frank. There ain't but one Brother D. I'm going to say this out of the way, Brother D. I want to tell you, you own it. You know what I'm talking about? I don't believe it should happen, but I do know we got to pray for each other. It's bad
That's
enough
right.
for us to run each other down, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's one more thing that I was listening to, and I caught myself doing it before I dropped my phone a couple of weeks back, and that was on Dexter Page.
Okay.
And when you told how his parents put that seed in it,
uh-huh.
And so Reverend here how he put the seed in him before he was born and everyone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It made me think about my old saying, that mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, my mustard seed grow, and sometimes it gets some old dead leaves on me. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I talked to you a couple of times about it. I fall away a little bit. I catch myself doing stuff or saying stuff that, my old ways. I'm just trying to make myself grow, get back to growing. My fertilizer it's falling away a little bit. I feel it. I feel something going on.
Well, you know,
on.
I want to say, brother. Brother, you come in. I want to say this here. I talked to my brother too. You know, my brother, hey, Reverend Henry. I talked to Reverend Henry, right? And you see how the whole spirit is, right? So I'm telling you, Brother Nutty, I know this. You know what I'm talking about? I've been around you long enough to know you. You know what I'm talking about? And I know this. And I said, man, we got to pray for all of us. You know what I'm talking about? Because we're living the time, man. I don't say this too lightly. We live in the time. I know it might be sounds cliche to a lot of people. Man, we live in the time. That devil's busy. He's busy, man, and he's putting stuff before us. Like I don't know, Brother D like Brother D probably like different ways. I'm gonna say that, Brother D like Reverend Henry like singing. You know what I'm talking about? He'll find something that calls you to walk away from God. Not you might not even know you're constantly doing it, brother. And for long you'll be so out there. He'll leave you right there, and say you'll be undressed. When Jesus came to Peter them on the shore,
after he has risen, after this is the third time seeing them, Brother D, they were fishing, because they went by doing things they normally would do. And Peter was on the boat naked, fishing. And he told them, cast your net on the right side. So what I'm trying to say, even when you're decent and spoiled, God still come meet you.
That's right.
Still come meet you. Ain't nothing too hard for God. I'm telling you, brother, ain't nothing too hard, God. What you need to do, because you're a strong man, Brother D. You're a strong man, Reverend Brian. You're a strong man, Eric. You're a strong man, Reverend Henry. You're a strong man, Nelly. You're a strong man, sisters and brothers. Oh, God, say you're strong. But only God wants you to do is turn to him. Like Peter did when he said he goes to Nile. Turn to him and watch God love you. Watch him love you. He'll send you to Brother D. He'll send you to Reverend Henry. He'll send you to somebody that want to tell you something about God. Don't worry about the messenger. Worry about the message, man. Quit worrying about that messenger. God got something for that.
That's right.
Oh, yes, I know.
That's
right.
Right.
I know right about it. You know how I know I'm right about it? Because he convicted old Eric. Oh, he convicted old Eric. He tell Eric, boy, you can tell Eric. I told you I woke up 1:30 this morning. I should be getting this word. I turn on the song Farrakhan. Listen to him. He said some great things about marriage. You know what I'm talking about? I was just listening to him, you know. Man got a lot of wisdom. I went to the man talking about wine. He said, "Well, no more wine, Reverend."
What's
something about that water, Reverend? It's something about that water with Reverend. I'll leave that alone.
Yeah.
Maybe another day. But I want to tell you, Brother Nutter, you're at the right point to do what you do. God loves you, man. He loves every one of us over here. And every time you keep doing what you're doing here, I guarantee you it might be today. You say, "Lord, I want to ask you today to forgive me. I want you to forgive me. Lord, I know I'm a misfit, and you know all about that problem. Lord, I know I talk and I say and I do things I ought not to do. I know even things I know to do right, and I don't want to do it because this takes nothing. He know it. You don't have to be like them old people to do like this here, Eternal Father. you don't have to be all proper with it, Brother D. You know what I'm saying? Lord, have mercy on me. I'm telling you, we're living in that time, man. He's busy. He wants us. He don't want you to be on God's plan. He don't want you to go on that prayer hour. He don't want you to be there where God was. He wants you to be where they want to cut the light on and cut it off. Mom, I beg the difference on it. The devil is a lie. Everywhere I'm going, I'm still hearing that song. Shine, shine, shine. I'm going to let it shine. The world didn't see it. The world
should take it away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. You know, it's been a while since I've been on, y'all. Y'all, I pray for the spirit. I'm sorry, Brother Dunn. I feel pretty good about that one. You can make it in, brother. You can make it in. You gonna make it in. It won't be because you did something good all the time. If you thought you woke up this morning because you paid a bill good, or you told somebody you love them, brothers and sisters, it wasn't just that. It was the grace and mercy of God. Oh, I know. I prayed all night this morning. I love the Lord. I love him, man. Oh, man. I had some trials all week. So I know I'm doing good with the Lord because I got so much trial and tribulation. It ain't because of the bill, Reverend. It ain't because of that. It's because of that devil. No, I'm trying to lift up the Lord. He know I'm trying to lift up. And when you try to lift up, Brother D, they cast pearls. Both mine.
Yeah, they do.
Let me leave y'all alone, man. I'm going to shut up, man.
It gets hard, my brother. It'd be good. First of all, let me say good morning to my brothers. As always, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, knowing that he's truly the head of my life. God has a way. I'm blessed this morning. I I've been gathered to a church. In fact, I'm hoping to hit the one button this morning and join in with my new pastor, Bishop Fowler. We're sitting there texting each other. I want to say this. You know, as a kid growing up, I used to always hear him say, a fool can tell you something. And then they say, a baby can tell you something. And this is what I found. I found this to be true in my little short time of studying God's word. When I find that, and it's nothing but the devil, we know that. But we have to first understand that the devil has a job to do just like we do. And he does it well. He does his job well. His job is to speak, find, kill, and destroy. That's his job. Brother Eric came on a long, long time ago with a saying, said, don't kill, you wouldn't. And I'm saying all that to say this. This is how Brother D.C. is. If a person is ministering to me, if I can follow him in that book, as long as I can follow what he said in the 66, there's some things in his personal life I may not agree with. I may hear him say some words that I may not be willing to accept. But if I can follow what he's telling me in the 66 when it comes to God's word, then this is just me. I feel like I can pray for him and the Lord have it. Now, see, I can fall short. We all fall short of the glory of the Lord. We got to accept that because he has told us in his word, he said, none is perfect but the Father. And I don't know to know that I'm not the Father. So we all fall short. But in my shortcoming, it doesn't mean I can't tell you what John 3:16 means to you just because I feel short. So you need to, I think you need to take what I say when it comes to God's word. I heard my brother say this long time. He said, try the spirits by the spirit to see is it of God. So if you try the spirit by the spirit, you will accept what I say when I'm giving you God's word and you will pray for me when I'm wrong. If you pray, one thing I found out, if you pray for a sinner long enough, he'll find out that he can't save himself. Just keep praying for him. Don't luster in his sin, or luster in his wrong, that you feel like he's wrong, because if I talk to him long enough, he'll find that I got some wrong in me too. He'll tell me something I said that he didn't like. While I'm telling him something I didn't like, he said, he'll tell me, well, Brother B, you know, you said this last week or last month or last year, and I've been waiting on a chance to tell you about it. So I think we should just pray for our brothers if we, he said, wait a minute, see, there's a scripture for it, brother. The Bible says if you find a brother at fault, there's a scripture for that. So I just go by what the word say. That's what I want to do. I want to go by what does to the Lord. If my brother is at fault on something, I don't want to take it to the nation. I want to take it to Christ. If I take it to Christ, then I let Christ work on him. And then it's like, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is just so good, man. We should just pray for one another. I think that's what the word tells us to do, pray ye one for another. If we do then our role is where we go wrong. We can't stay wrong. See, two things are going to happen. The Bible says either you're going to drive or you're going to wrong.
Put some away.
Yes, so if I'm praying for Brother Eric, if I'm praying for Pastor Fowler, and he's doing wrong, he's just not going to do right, but he's giving me the word, either going to drive or you going to drive. See, you can't do both. That's another scripture. Come on, my brother.
Hey, Brother D. Hey, Reverend Henry, because this is a teaching moment on all of us with this good statement. It's a really good teaching moment. Go to 21, John, Reverend. Y'all, if y'all with us, go to, I like with Brother D.
Let me get to my Bible.
Okay.
Let me get to the put a shoe case together here. You said John 21.
Mm-hmm.
my pastor's on. I'm trying my best to get Pastor Friday to come in here. I really want my pastor to sing a solo for us this morning before we close out. I've been blessed to hear, to be driven to a church where they not only have a man of God, but a man of God with a voice for God. Can show enough love.
Can I follow?
Good God.
Can I follow?
Man. I want to show it. Hey, we here, brother. Here.
He
heard the Lord. Didn't give me a singing voice, but he gave me a pastor that could say 21. You said John
21:18.
Hey, I hope nothing.
Still there,
nothing. You know, he promised he is here.
Yes,
you need to be at work.
Yes,
hey, I mean, this is like a gumbo, right? But this is what I was talking about earlier. Jesus told Peter, right? And it was after the third time, he told him, feed my sheep. And 21 and 18, I want us to read that a little bit, you know. Y'all know I've been driving reading them. Y'all know it ain't good for me, but I want somebody to help me with it. I want somebody to help me. I can't
21,
try to do it.
21 and 18. Yeah, barely.
Yeah, there you go.
21:18, verily, verily,
yeah.
I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whether thou wouldest not.
Okay, I need this speak. Can you keep reading? I can't drive.
Yes.
Keep on reading.
Thus spake he.
I know you don't know what I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thus spake he.
Keep on going. I'll tell you what.
Signifying by what death he should glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me.
Follow.
Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast, at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then when this thing abroad among the brethren that that disciple should not die, yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This disciple, is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written.
Watch this. All of them get in on this here. Now, Peter, after being delivered, seen this man. Now, we know who that man was, right? Y'all believe that who it was? Who betrayed him? Who betrayed him, y'all?
Jesus
said, one person betrayed him. And Jesus told me, don't even worry about that. You know what I'm talking about? There are some things that I'm telling us, man. Jesus is just like when Paul and Apollo was addressing something. One man planted the seed, and one man added water, but God does increase. So Jesus cut his hand. He said, don't worry about him. Don't even worry about him. He said, you just follow me. You know, don't get distracted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we get distracted. I'm talking about over here, too. Get distracted. He said, don't get distracted, Reverend. Don't get distracted, brothers and sisters. You follow me. He said, and when I come back, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to separate. What, can I do this? Because it might not be written like this, Reverend. He said, I'm going to separate the sheep
from the goat. I'm going to separate it. Come on, Brother D. The wheat from the chaff, you know. Let me let me do all the separation. He said, I want you just to follow me. I know we're going to get the scared.
That's right.
I know we're going to get.
That's
gonna,
right.
There's going to be some things that we're not I said by myself, we're going to not understand. I said some names people probably would never listen to. But it doesn't affect my relationship with God, because I know for a doubt Eric is going to heaven. Oh, I tried it, and I served him, and I'm walking with it. But I know it's going to be long the way. I'm probably going to ask the question, why, Lord? What if?
Mm-hmm.
Why this here, Lord? You know, because that's what we are. We that people, and I've read some, Brother D, and I need to go search it again. There is a place. Reverend Fowler was a while back. There is a place where the righteous can counsel with the Lord. There's a place.
Yeah.
That's where how Peter was. He going back and asking questions. God let him, but he'll give you an answer too, Reverend. He told him. He said, you just follow me. Don't even worry about that. I know he's betrayed me. I know he's walking with us. There's some people God know he's going to be walking with us right now and talking about him. Walking with us right now. Running us down, Brother D. Running us down, Brother Ed. Running us down. He know it. He know it. He said, don't worry. Just follow me. Just follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep following the Lord. Keep pressing on. Because the reward we're trying to get, oh, help me. We read it a little while back, Brother D. There's a reward. After the five Beatitudes. After that, he told them that's going to be a reward for us, Brother D. It's going to be a reward for us. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your happiness. I know we're supposed to look out for what they call that, Brother D. Iron sharpened iron. I know we're supposed to help one another. But when you sharpen, make sure you know there's a two edge to that thing. Oh, make sure you know there's another side of that blade. Don't think you just shining my side and leaving yours alone. God has to flip it over sometimes and tell you, you remember when? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Hey, Reverend,
mm-hmm.
He tells us that. That's why you have to be careful. Everybody can't teach. Help me, Holy Spirit. Everybody can't. There's some tough stuff you got to do. There's some tough stuff you got to say. But then God had to deliver it. God had to deliver it.
Yes, sir.
God delivered it like he did to Jesus. It's like Jesus, like Jesus did to what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because Jesus told him one time, I don't know why I'm backing all the way up. But allow me to back up. I know this ain't good preaching, but let me back up anyway. He was in the garden and asked God to remove something from him because he knew this cup was better. I know I'm right about it. I know it's better. He was thinking about me. He was thinking about Reverend Henry. He was thinking everybody was God.
Yeah.
Lord, you mean I got to take all this? See, the flesh can get there, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But he went back after seeing them sleeping. Couldn't watch an hour. Some of them ain't watching right now. Can't watch an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up and watch and pray. He said, but they do this. Carry there. He said, but he went back and fell to his knee again, Brother D. And said, Lord. He said, not my will, but thy will. See, that's the thing that
yes,
we got
sir.
To let it be alone. Let it alone and let it be God's will. You don't have to be a scholar to serve God. You don't have to know every verse in the Bible to serve and minister for God. But what you have to have is a sincere heart and a humble spirit so God can use it. He had to humble Peter. He had to humble Eric. He had to humble any servant of his. He gonna humble you. He's going to put you in a situation. You're going to get humble. Talent is nice. But when the humility is higher in God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When the humility is higher than Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When they lifting them higher than Jesus, oh, brother, you done got some self-replication. All you did, you got to lift it up. But I don't want to never let nobody tell me I was so good. When ain't nobody good, the Bible told us that. But what man? I'll tell you this, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I know we got to get out of here, but I want to say this here in passing. Pray. We have so much prayer for the church. When you look at yourself, you are the church. You are the temple of the Lord. You look at that mirror and you pray. And say, Lord, whether it's in me, it's not of you. I ask you to remove it out of me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when you ask him to remove out of you, ask the Lord to fill that boy with his presence. Fill that boy with his Holy Ghost. People think Holy Ghost, all the things, just talking in tongues, her scratching and sweating coming down your brow, running, taking out the church, and that's pretty good. But boy, that true conviction, if I had Isaiah for a minute, he looked at heaven when it opened up and saw the doorpost moving.
And I saw all the stuff happening in the atmosphere. And he told the Lord, oh, Lord, I'm a man with unclean lips.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Holy Ghost do. It'll cause you to repent, Doc. It'll cause you to fall to your knees. And Paul, before when he was Saul, he got knocked off to the beast. I'm telling you, it's in the book. He will humble you if you're going to be a servant. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let's get somewhere,
yes,
man. Let's get down that road, man. Let's get down that road. Brother D always say on the ministry. Brother D always say on the ministry, he said, we want y'all to be happy when we come, and please don't be happy when we leave.
That's what my mom would say. My mom would say, I want you to be glad to see us come. And glad to see I know that we just get crazy over here. But, you know, I get tickled at myself sometimes. God put people in your path, and God make no mistakes. I keep telling my brother, I've been privileged to go and join myself to a young man. The Lord
that's
I have right. for him. And the love
yes,
that he showed me, numbers can't measure it. And I just want to hear him say something. I don't care if he don't come in and just say amen. I just want him to come on and minister with us for a moment. Amen.
God bless you.
If that be okay with my brothers. Pastor Fountain, will you? I believe he hit the one. But Pastor, you open? Pastor, are you there?
Last Monday I've been on the call every morning since last Monday. I pastor in Chicago, but I live in South Haven, Mississippi. And I leave Chicago every Monday traveling back to Mississippi. And I just listened to the call last Monday, and I've been on every morning. And I've had the opportunity to be blessed listening to you all minister and pray and talk to each other about the scriptures and how we rightly divide the scriptures and give our understanding, knowledge, wisdom of the scriptures. And I've been blessed daily since Monday, and I'm making my business call every morning since Monday. And I heard one of the young men today talk about listening to another witness to him, minister to him, and then he'll turn around and see him doing something he just ministered to him about. I've also heard on here, don't kill your witness. And I just come back witness with what's been said and what's gone forth, and I just want to drop my scripture. Book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 17th verse, it says, and I'm not sure whom he was talking to or whom he was talking about. But the Bible says, obey them. They have the rule over you. And submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls. And they must give an account. Listen to that. They got to give an account that they may do it with joy and not with grief. But that is profitable for you. Now, one thing I found out on this journey, when you're called by God, first of all, God is our boss. He's our boss. Anything that we've done, anything we do wrong or tell somebody wrong, we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for it.
That's it.
If you have
a
relationship with God, if you got a personal relationship with God, all you got to do is take your fingers and thumb through the books, the 66 and if they in the book, you can agree with them, but you can tell God, I agree with what they're saying, but what they're doing, God, you're going to have to handle them on your level. Handle them
yes,
on your time and
that's
on your
it.
level.
That's it.
because they admitted by saying, I'm called by God, by telling me, understand this, you got some folk that will lead you into the gate, but won't get in themselves.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah.
But they won't be in. But the only thing we got to do is be faithful. Be faithful. Serve God. Of your own. No, you ain't got to agree with everything they say. But if they watching over your soul, that's their job. And our job is to receive what they're saying. But also have a witness in the mind of your own. Every man of God has come on with fire and authority and conviction in their voice. Because this thing is real. This thing is real.
That's it.
And when you can talk about the goodness of God and how he brought me from one place to from point A to point Z, this is a fellowship of believers. And our job is not to tear down. Our job is to build the kingdom of God. And everybody got a role. And everybody got a crown that we're trying to get.
So with that being said,
I want to say this to you, young men. Keep up the great work. Stay on the wall.
Bless you.
Do not and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that God is doing a great thing and you guys are doing a great work. So continue to not to argue, but to debate the word and let them know. At the end of the day, it looked bad. It looked bad Friday. It looked bad Saturday. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, you got to early Sunday morning. You got to agree. All power was in his hands. Didn't worry about what they did Saturday. Didn't worry about what they did Friday. But early Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Shut up.
You got to.
That's all that matters. After they said what they said, after they did what they did, he said, no man take it to my father. But
I'll get it. If I lay it down, I'll pick it up again.
I can pick it up. So when it's all said, people think they got the rule over you. They think they defeated you. Just know, when God got up in you, that's all that matters. Brothers, I beseech you with the mercies of God and continue to stay on the wall. Continue to do this great work because it's helping, as my grandma would say. It's hoping somebody.
Yes, sir.
It's hoping.
Yes, sir. By way of Mississippi, it's hoping.
Yes, sir. By way. Look.
You didn't get that out of your
bread and bone. But by the way of Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
You know what? When he said that, when our brother was saying that, right? It brings back my attention to the same thing as saying that salvation, man. Salvation. That's all it's about. That's why I kept saying the little thing. I know I'm fixing my home, and my home is not here, man. And that salvation is what it is, man.
We're working on the building every day. We can be on this line talking about women. We can be talking about finances.
Yeah.
But
come
we're on
man.
This line talking about the word of God and how
come
he
on,
changes
man.
Our lives. And what a joy. Oh, what a joy.
Yes,
who
yes,
couldn't,
yes,
who couldn't serve a God like we have and not say
yes,
anything?
Like
but when we pick up the witness of Jesus, all that is done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God
yes,
save us.
Yes, sir.
So, Pastor Preacher, brother, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Is he still there? It's kind of hard. He's preaching. It's kind of hard to listen to some good teaching and preaching and hold your peace at it.
Listen, man. When you think about it, we were all wretches undone.
Yes,
we weren't fit to live and weren't ready to die.
Come on, man.
And weren't ready to die. But God looked beyond our fault. He looked beyond our fault and saw everything.
Yes, he did.
Yes, sir.
That's for you all that don't know. That's my pastor. That's my pastor. I want the world to know that's my pastor.
It behoove us to say this. Yeah. We enjoy love, man. We hear love and it's discord as he conveyed to us what God gave to him. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I know any man God is serving God, he's humble because he didn't come on until he was called up. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know he sit back there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just hollering in the mic when nobody could hear him. But trust me, if a man is called by God, he's going to be waiting till he called up. I know right about it. And then when he come up, he ain't got to worry about telling him, no, get back and sit down because there's somebody else more important than you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
Doc.
Yes sir.
And he waited his time. Hey. And then he tried.
I've been taught it's better to be axed up than to be axed down. When your turn comes, you just be obedient.
There you go. That's beautiful, man. Beautiful, Reverend Henry.
Again, my brother, that's my pastor. He comes all the way from, like you say, he comes from South Haven every week to come and declare the word of God to us. And we don't have a big following, but we have a big heart, and we truly love him. And I just wanted him to say something to us, because like I say, God has a way. If you all think y'all heard something then, you should hear him sing. My pastor is a preaching man, and he can show enough blow. God didn't give me the voice to sing, but he gave me a mother to sing, gave me a auntie to sing, and then he gave me a pastor that can sing. I just tell God, thank you. I'm so blessed. So blessed. And I tell the world that I love him. I love him. I truly love him.
Brother T, I'm going to tell you this here. I ain't never seen Jesus sing downtown. But let me tell you this.
Amen.
I'm reading the word. He said, make a job for Noah.
Sounds so sweet to his ears.
They used something to do wrong at one time. The people used the word, and it sounded like Israel. Mm-hmm. It sounded like music to them. They were popping their fingers and stomping their feet. But they didn't do what he had said, you know. Don't put your head down on that. Teach God's word. Keep holding God's word up. Hold that blood to stand up, because he's going to stand before God one day. You might say a lot like Michael one day. Oh, help me. You might get one like Gabriel one day. In his ear, because you're bold with it. We know. It's going to come a time when man going to have to say he's Lord. It's going to come a time.
Amen.
Beautiful, man.
You know, I think we blessed above and beyond. We blessed to have Ramirez.
Reverend God bless Henry, you, man.
And now we got Bishop found my pastor on. And out of the three, two of them can show enough scene. So we blessed you to hear the word, hear the song.
Glad you don't know how to count.
In the name of Jesus, we just truly blessed. I don't know when. I'm going to surprise him. He don't know it himself, but I'm going to surprise him. I'm going to let anyone know but him. I'm going to have him on my choosing service one day to declare the word of God to man. I am just blessed above, man. I love my pastor. He on that road the other day, he was on the way home, and I was trying to talk to him all the way home. He didn't call me back like he said going to call me back. I texted him. I said, Pastor, you made it home yet? He texted me back and said, he is home. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for. I thank the Lord for all my brothers. You know, I just thank the Lord. I'm just so blessed to know that God make no mistakes, and He said, "Whom I joined together, let no man set asunder." And I just truly believe. I'm dumb enough to believe in my heart that He didn't join this
service together, this Tuesday service, this Wednesday service together for man instead of Sunday. I'm just dumb enough to believe that. And I just stand on that. And I just tell the Lord, thank you. Tell him thank you.
Yes, sir. Man. Truly, we thank God today how he has blessed us. And one thing that we must do, one thing that we must do, we must, you'll find it over there in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the first verse. If you don't do nothing else, you must do that. You don't have number one, two, three, four words in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just four words. And if we continue to do that,
mm-hmm.
like Pastor said, it was bad what they did on it looked bad what they did on a Friday. That's Friday. Oh, hallelujah. But early in the morning, I'm glad see trouble come often at midnight. Hallelujah. But in the morning, hallelujah, there's joy. Hallelujah, in the morning. Hallelujah. If we continue like Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love
continue.
When you show love.
Yes, sir.
See, because what love do, yes, love will hide that multitude of faults. See what God does with his mercy and with his grace. His mercy is there just in case we fall. His mercy is there, though we deserve justice, but he gives us that mercy that hopefully that we'll be able to stand, and sometimes he allows us to stay in stuff that we will become sick of it, and we want to run to him, and you say, Lord, I don't even want it no more. And you got to understand, like Pastor Brian was saying, you got to understand a pastor's heart. You got to understand, because he said, I'll give you pastors. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. Out of your own, love, you gotta let brotherly love continue. See, love will cause you to, regardless of how you feel, love will cause that compassion in your heart to pray for those that are not maybe as strong as you are, maybe don't have the pain that you have, but pray for them, deliver and set them free. And then after we pray, we talk to God about it, then we repent, and then we just throw up our hands and we pray, thanking you for your goodness, because I know it's not me, but it's you, Lord. It's me. Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer, and I'm hoping that you hear me. And will you hear me? I feel like I've been forgiven of. Oh, and it gives me strength to run on a little while longer, but just don't remember. Just don't forget. Just don't forget to let brotherly love continue. Because it's by love when we lift them up. When we lift them up as we do, we try our best. We try our best. I know no one on the phone saying, I'm going to try my best to do evil.
Amen.
Oh, because you wouldn't pick up the 66. Oh, hallelujah. But see, you got to understand that we live in an aquarium sometimes. Everybody can see. We live in an aquarium sometimes. Yes. Everybody can see our faults. And men, they're going to look for faults better than they look for what God can do. Come on here. Oh, hallelujah. But when we all come together knowing, yet I've done wrong, so I can't stand on my goodness, but I can stand on his grace, knowing I've been wrong. Sometimes we look at how we how somebody have hurt us, but guess what? You done hurt somebody. We look at how somebody have wronged us, but we have wronged somebody. We look at how, but see, God is not looking. He's not looking at what men do to you, but he's looking at you, how you handle it. Are you gonna trust him? Are you gonna continue to trust him? We all need God fix this so where we need one another. And we should be letting iron sharpen its iron. Continue. I've been talking about it all week. Will we be praying for one another? I talked about obedience and a blessing. I talk about obedience and disobedience and curses. God has so wrapped this thing up where we can rejoice, where today, it just filled it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
If you go back and listen, God done blessed his soul's word today, it just summed it up. And what if we just open it, faith coming by what?
hear the word of God, and see,
if you hear that, when you believe that you hear, then you receive it, then it activates down in you, and it don't matter. See, because Satan ain't gonna tear down his own kingdom. God can use whom he will. God can speak to whom he will. My pastor taught me, you want to always be listening because you don't know what channel God's going to speak on.
Amen.
Like, I love how Reverend Brian said it. He said, don't look at the messenger always, but look at the message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he made a donkey talk one time.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he did. Oh,
yes, he did.
He made a donkey talk. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Lord, we just thank God. We continue to love. That's what drew me in. That's what drew me in was the love, because I was sinking. Deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore. Very deeply, I was stained within. Stained with a deep stain, thinking the right but the mouth of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters, he lifted me. Now,
yes, sir.
Am I?
He lifted me.
So if he lifted
he
me,
lifted
I
me.
Know he'll lift my brother, my sister. If he lifted me, I know he'll lift. If he delivered me, I had some stain, I had some stuff, but God delivered me. And I should tell somebody, hallelujah, I should tell.
Sir.
And see, devil don't like it when you tell it, because when you tell it, you're reminding yourself that God that brought me over before, he'll bring me over again. When you tell it, you set yourself up for a blessing, because you're increasing that faith. Even with Dave coming, Dave, you have to encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself. Oh, hallelujah. And don't let us get together and start talking about his goodness. Don't let us get together and start talking about how we love him. Don't let us get together and talking about that testimony that he's given each and every one of us that he's given. No matter the situation, a measure of faith is given us to us all. But when he starts to increase that faith, hallelujah. Sometimes he can increase it through trials and tribulations, just to show you continuously, I am that I am. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. My God. My God. So let us continue to love one another. Man, I'm so happy. I get happy when I hear how God has blessed someone else. I get happy when I hear the Spirit of God through someone else. I get happy when God whispered to me through someone else. He's whispered to me sometimes just through his Holy Spirit, and I rejoice when I hear a man of God that he whispered to. You just can't be God-given.
No matter how hard you try,
you can't be. The more you give unto God.
What
can you give unto you? Open
up.
See, the devil try to disguise this thing. He try to make you harden your heart when God's trying to talk to you. he might get you to look at that vessel and see something wrong with that vessel, that you will not hear the word of God. But if you open up, you'll be surprised what God will do if you open up. But God bless you. But let us continue to love one another. That's where it is. God has blessed us. Like Pastor said, we could have been on here talking about anything. See, the devil, he don't mind that. That's why one brother said, I can talk to this man about any other thing, and it's just fine. Yeah, because you're not irritating no spirit then. You're not irritating that evil spirit that needs to come out. But when you start talking about
of the love of God. When you start talking about righteousness, when you start talking about instead of the itch of the ear, the things that's going to help you go spiritually, then we got a problem. Then that's when the devil try to make you say, well, don't listen to him because this or that. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But you better be glad whenever God starts to speak, because when he starts to speak, demons, they have to die.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Hollywood, when he starts to speak, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. We can sing all day long, but when the word of God comes, somebody got somewhere to go. Somebody got somewhere to be. Somebody can't listen because those spirits, they get restless. They got to get out of the way. But all that have love, his righteousness and love his word, they can stay all day and just speak, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Because if so, they're going to be made better. They're going to be, that's why we come every morning. We come because we're trying to be made better. We're trying to walk a little closer.
that's why
you can understand why Reverend Brian said, I know I'm going to heaven. See, you have to be sure. You have to know that you know. And
that
if you have
you
any
know
doubt,
that you know.
Then there's a problem.
Yes,
he is. Not that he's so boastful, but he believes in the word. He believes in his word. He has accepted to be true. And when you are faithful in something, you are loyal in it. And when you are loyal in it, you don't have to worry. You can stand on it. You can stand on it because you have accepted it so much and so that it becomes a lifestyle for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Just receive it.
Don't fight it. Just receive it.
You don't have to look far to find fault. You can go stand in front of M-I-R-R-O-R.
That's it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. And don't judge yourself by me or by Rem Brian or by Brother D or by the new pastor there. Oh, hallelujah. But
that's
look
it.
Until Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the builder, that the cornerstone, that the builders rejected, they refused him. Oh, hallelujah, because him was righteous. Look upon that and see how far, and yet you can understand, and you'll just say, Lord, forgive me, for I am undone. Come here, Isaiah, I'm undone. I'm in the midst of people. We all are undone, but with his mercy and his grace, Lord, help me. That's it. Lord, help me. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. But let us, that love that God has given us, let us continue.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Reverend.
Just can't do it. Just can't do it.
Hey, Reverend. Just can't do it. I know we got to get off of this thing. We've been on 2 hours. But let me say this here. I want to say this. Brother D already said he got a pastor, man. I know my people here got church. They got pastors, man. They don't want you to tell me they pastor, man. They hide no pastor to me, man. So put the mic down for a minute, man. You hear me? You rest that little tight little bitch, you know. But then you can know it's a resting place for you and I until he come receive us all. Come to Jesus as you are.
Come to Jesus.
We pray for his strength over you. We pray for his love over you. And we ask you if you can just hit the one button. If not, you know, we pray for everybody's on good, safe ground. No one has to worry about what their salvation is. I'm telling you, be confident if you know them, if you get a love and relationship with them. It don't exempt you from making mistakes. You're going to make them too. But the closer you walk to them, the more you'll see the danger of making them mistakes. And then you'll be conscious and repent quickly. Repent quickly and let God help you where you're weak in. So may God bless you as he keep you. Reverend, I think we want to go and do this, Reverend. You want to pray us out?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we thanking you, Father. We come thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you how you have blessed us in this service. Thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you how you blessed the word to eat. Oh, hallelujah. Bless us to take this word that you've given us and put it in our heart. Let us think about it, Lord, that we become fruitful in the name of Jesus. Bless us to be vessels that you can use, Father, that we can continue to bless your people and bring in someone else unto salvation that you are free to give it. In the name of Jesus, we tell you, we thank you again, Lord. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that came praying and played a part, even questions that was asked that you answered. Hallelujah in your word. And we say you thank you. We ask blessings upon each and every one as we leave here from never from thy presence. Give us protection in our travels in the name of Jesus. Bless us to make it to destination safely in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you, Father God, even for hallelujah, even for blessing Brother D to have someone that he loved as a shepherd that he can call pastor. We tell you thank you. Continue to bless that relationship and bless us all. We pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we love you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. By our love, yes, they will.